It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now? Now you're out of sight.
That was Britney Spears on Taking You Out All Night with the Scissor Sisters.
Yes, it's a duo.
Or as we like to call them, the Sizer Sisters.
Oh, I call them the Scissor Sisters.
Thank you, good boy.
We're just going back and forth. I like both these songs.
I do, but you know what? I'm feeling a little more Britney Spearsy.
I'm feeling a little
Britney Spearsy. People are singing to this song right now. People are listening to this.
Hey,
go ahead. Because this is... No.
There we go.
Yeah. La, la, la. Come on. Britney Spears, baby.
Plus, I also remember the video she made for this.
Baby, one more time.
Hubba, hubba.
Was this when she was like...
The schoolgirl?
Yeah.
Dancing down the hallways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right in your wheelhouse right there.
Kind of is.
It's kind of why you're not a headmaster.
Yeah. I did teach college for 7 years, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Much.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing ever happened, although I will tell you, it was, whew. Yeah.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Speaking of baseball, who's your best number five man ever played for the Rockies? And I'll give you two choices.
Well, there are more than two.
There are not more than two number fives.
Sure there are. There are actually one, two, three, four, five, six number fives for the Rockies.
Okay, but there are only two.
Well, you've got Alex Cole. It's hard to go against him.
The glasses.
He hit the very first home run at, at Mile High Stadium.
Alex Cole did not do that.
Who was it?
It was
Eric Young.
Yeah, not Alex Cole. Alex Cole, was he number five?
He wore number five.
Okay, he's probably the worst number five because he wore those fantastic gold glasses.
Nathy Perez?
Nephi Perez, you know what? I'll tell you what.
He could
handle it a bit defensively, and he was the most devastating bunter I've ever seen. He could put a bunt right over the pitcher's head, like so that the second baseman or the shortstop had to go field that thing. There was no way you were going to get him. Okay.
I like Nephi Perez.
Yeah, I like Nephi.
Brent Butler. No one cares.
Who? Brent Butler. Isn't she a comedian?
Brent Butler with an N.
Wasn't she on some TV show?
Tony Womack.
Who?
Tony Womack. He played here for a season. Not even a full season, I think.
What year?
2003.
Oh, okay.
And then these would be the two I'm sure you're talking about.
Matt Holliday.
Carlos Gonzalez.
So here's the deal. When Matt Holliday was a Rocky, okay, when he was traded, he had some 890 hits for the Colorado Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's since gone on to have 2,000 hits. He's now... he was there for a long time. He was there for a little while with Oakland, for a long time with St. Louis. Now he's in New York.
He with the Yankees or Mets?
He's with the Yankees.
Okay. That's a good pickup on their part.
But he's been injured. Like he's had a lot of injuries. Had a lot of injuries.
Sure.
He's won a World Series.
Not with us, but
okay.
He went to a World Series with us though.
He did. He left his part of his chin on the home plate.
Kind of single-handedly.
All right, so
there.
Okay, but let's now talk about Carlos Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carlos Gonzalez comes in the trade, and you know, I think if you're counting, I think you say that Carlos Gonzalez is a better Rocky than Holliday was. And here's what I'm saying: I am saying that if you're talking about number fives, all right,
for the Rockies,
Carlos Gonzalez is the better Rocky than Matt Holliday.
I'm going to disagree.
Why are you going to disagree?
Well, because I think there's something to be said about a player. Listen, what Carlos Gonzalez has done...
Cargo took him to the playoffs.
What?
Cargo took him to the playoffs.
And then what happened?
Snowed. And then it snowed. And then we couldn't get back again.
And what was his performance in the playoffs? I distinctly remember Cargo not hitting well in the playoffs. And that's what bothers me a bit about Cargo, is when he gets on a streak, he's as devastating a hitter as there is in the game. But he goes into these slumps, and it takes him forever to get out. And he also has had some injury issues. since
he
he's
has
been
had
here.
Some injury issues, but I still think that if I'm going to pick a best Rocky at each position, okay, and I'm going to put, you can put three outfielders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can put any three outfielders. So I'm going to put out there Larry Walker.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put out there Dante Bichette.
Really?
MVP, man. Probably the best two-strike hitter in the baseball.
As a hitter, he was unbelievable. Yeah. As an outfielder, he was not good.
He's an outfielder. I mean, I'm just saying
he was not a very good outfielder.
And Carlos Gonzalez is my other one.
I'm putting Cargo out there, and I'm putting Larry Walker out there.
Who's your third outfielder that you put out there all time? Shut up with your Blackman talk, man. First of all.
Why do you hate Blackman?
He tried to run me off the road one time.
Oh, well, he's please. A great leadoff hitter, too.
He tried to run me off the road one time.
I feel like you probably deserved it then.
I probably deserved it, but he was trying to run me off the road. Well, and he had the bigger car.
If you deserved it, then I don't feel
I
bad
didn't
for
deserve
it.
To be. No one deserves to be run off the road.
Some people do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not like hurt them off the road, but just kind of run them off the road.
Chronicle? Like, oh, we're going to stop him in midair.
Was he running you off the side of a mountain?
No, but he was staring at me with his big Alabama vehicle, and he's a scary man.
Well, I probably would go
with
Blackman.
He's a scary man.
I keep wanting to go
Who's your best first baseman? Todd Helton?
Boy.
It's either Todd
him
Helton.
Or Galarraga. Yeah.
It's either him or Andres Galarraga.
I'm actually going to go with Helton.
Helton was around longer.
He was around longer. He had overall better numbers. I mean, for the Rockies. And he was part of the team that went to the World Series.
Okay, second baseman is obviously LeMahieu.
Name
us another second baseman.
Wasn't Perez a second baseman,
or was he a shortstop? Shortstop. And I would argue that he's not even close. Juan Uribe was ahead of him. Torey Tulowitzki was ahead of him at shortstop. Troy Story is ahead of him.
Oh, come on. Don't put Story ahead of Perez
All right.
Tulowitzki, yeah.
The most incredible thing I've ever seen on a baseball field, to tell you the truth, during a rain delay was Juan Uribe stepping out of the Colorado Rockies dugout and throwing balls up into the third deck to fans who were staying up there in the rain delay and just whipping them one after another, all of them going in the third deck. That was incredible.
Oh, I'm sure.
But Troy Tulowitzki is the best third baseman. Or the best shortstop.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't think of any other second baseman who would even be close.
I can't think of anyone that's even close in second. I'm trying to think. We've never really had great second baseman.
Clint Barmas was a second baseman.
He was solid. Uribe was better than him.
He played short.
Who?
Uribe.
He filled in.
It was
Nefi
Perez
sometime.
And then Juan Uribe.
Yeah.
And then Troy Tulowitzki. Troy Tulowitzki revolutionized the game, man. Troy Tulowitzki revolutionized the game at shortstop. He was among those guys who could hit 25, 30 home runs in the Cal Ripken mold.
Well, in the same way that Nolan Arenado is playing the game in a way that baseball hasn't seen in a long, long time. His defensive and
listen,
and
I would I agree I think output. I believe that Nolan Arenado is the best third baseman of our generation. I believe.
Who would be against him?
Well, okay. There would be Manny Machado, pretty good third baseman.
Clint Barmas was a second baseman.
Yeah. Pablo Sandoval was a third baseman. A little overweight, you like the arepas.
You know who played second baseman?
Charlie Hayes. Walt Weiss. Yeah,
I loved Walt Weiss. Eric Young Jr. played.
Yeah, again, not those guys.
Juan Uribe played second base.
Yeah, not willingly.
Descalzo.
Yeah, no. Marimba rhythm
starts to vibe. I love this song. Interesting.
Do you know what's the worst one? Catcher. Hardest catcher.
We got the catchers.
We'll talk about this more.
I got the catcher.
Big Buzz! People say I don't sleep. I don't know what they're talking about. All I want to do is just sit here and go like, bah.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
When we dance, you have a way with me.